Rap game has changed. You got four different types of promoters. The luxury promoter, the hustler promoter, and the alternative promoter. Of course, the roach promoter. The luxury promoter is basically the top pop promoter. He'll book Neil Diamond, fly 20-piece band overseas, take out stadium insurance, pay artists $300,000 before half months ahead, with no problem. Run advertisements on Billboard TV, usually teamed up with big investors who write checks. The hustler promoter, he's as good as a little bit for the luxury, but a ghetto celeb treatment. Usually book acts to prove he can do it. The hustler promoter, he'll make you feel like a big star at home, whether he's a pimp, drug dealer, gambler, he'll supply the best treatment. Money up front, paper bag, 10 to 50 grand cash, limo to and from, 5-star hotel, he even include girls. He'll take you to dinner, chauffeur around his hood, let you see how he's living. Not a hater if he had a girl, cause he'll let you even meet her. Thumbs up, jacuzzi and everything, big radio advertisement. The alternative promoter uses weeklies and internet. It's a little strict, scared to spin. Usually out of billions, the ones that do raves go out baller style. Brand new clubs, new mics, also travel to and from. But others messed it up so it don't drop the same. Has since decreased, they cutting it. They also cut into the rap game for low prices on artists. The hustler promoter already treated well, sometimes tricky. The roach promoter wants you to pay your own travel. Does not even have shit together, no transportation. Runner, a small cheap venue, usually holes in the walls, don't have a liquor license, wants to book you with 20 acts for 500 bucks, still uses flyers and Motel 6s and travel lodges. When you see a guy with a tiny Volkswagen going back and forth, picking up a known artist up from the airport, most of the time a rejected whack rapper, don't fuck with him.